think I've ever been this high up before. It's quite something, isn't it? Never really been much for heights, I guess, but this is honestly really cool. Talk about a perfectly situated Ferris wheel. Right at the top of the mountain, overlooking our own town. Can't believe I've never been here before. I know it's bad, I've been here like 6 years, but I haven't visited the only amusement park around. To be fair, as you noticed today, I'm not much of a roller coaster person. You got me to go on that blaster coaster, or whatever stupid name it had. I thought I was gonna die. Why don't we start off with the ladybug coaster? The ladybug coaster. Or the merry-go-round. That would suit me better. I'm not gonna lie though, that was pretty fun. And you fulfilled your promise to go on the haunted house tour with me afterwards, which was hilarious. I had no idea they were gonna take pictures, but I will cherish ours forever. The way you held my arm when the zombie came at us, that was just a perfect moment. And now it's immortalized in a photograph, and I'm gonna have it on my fridge when I get home. Oh no, I'm gonna frame it and put it right next to the front door. Yes, every morning when I leave the house, it's gonna be so much better to start off the day with a laugh. It really has been a good day. Really tiring, but really fun. This was a pretty perfect way to end it. Our friends have no idea what they're missing out on. Yeah, the view. No, I'm not really mad about it anymore. I haven't even spared a single thought on them the entire day now that I think about it. We had fun together, just the two of us. Well, I'm a little upset, I guess. Not because they couldn't come, that's fine. But because they didn't tell us until we were already on our way here. But I mean, like I said, it's their loss. I had fun. Because of you. I didn't have time to be grumpy when you kept dragging me along to all the rides and games. What is it? Oh, come on. I can see you want to say something, so say it. Yeah, sickness and a mild family emergency or something, right? Whatever happened, I'm sure he couldn't just bail on them. Even if it was just a minor thing, as he said. And the girls, I mean, I'm glad they didn't come with us since they're taking turns throwing up. Since they live together, it's not that odd that they would both get food poisoning or whatever it was. Why would they fake it? Sure, it's a coincidence, but I doubt they would actually fake this. What do you mean they weren't supposed to come? We've been talking about it for like 2 weeks now. Everyone was really excited. I'm not following. Really? Okay. So, let me see if I get what you mean. You asked them not to come because you wanted to hang out with me? Just the two of us? We hang out all the time, though. It's not like this is the first time we're alone. Sure, we haven't really gone out like this before. So, what did you have to tell them to make them stay away? Oh, so they were never supposed to come at all. Well, an even bigger question then. What did you tell them to join you in this scheme? Is that so? Okay, let me hear it. What is this truth that you told them? So you wanted to go out somewhere with me? Like a date? Not a date. Why not? Oh, come on, you're so close. Just say it. We both know that I know where this is going at this point. Of course I do. I've seen too many chick flicks not to recognize a cliche when I'm in one. Absolutely not. You started this and you're gonna have to finish it. I'm not gonna let you off the hook just because I realized what was going on. You got this far. You must have literally planned the scheme for over 2 weeks. Don't give up now. You're almost at the finish line. You just gotta take the final steps. And you better do it soon before they start to roll the wheel again. You really didn't have a plan for this part? Well, I'm impressed. You got us this far. And you know, I appreciate some good cheese. Like cheesy, yes. It's a beautiful evening, at least in theory. It's very romantic to do a confession in a Ferris wheel. Okay, since I'm in on the plot now, I can give you some spark notes on how to end this. But you're gonna have to do it, okay? 4 words in order of execution, alright? Seat, hands, eyes, and lips. Get across and sit next to me. Get over here. Closer. Good. Now what? Yes, hold my palm in your hand so you can caress my hand with your thumb. Oh, your hands really do feel good in mine. Now, what was next? Yes, eyes. Say something? I don't know anything. Alright, that's good enough. I mean, you're already going for a cliche, so saying you're beautiful is quite fitting. So thank you. And next, lips. You did it. But after all this, surely you won't settle with just a single kiss. Start it again. Well, that happens. I can't believe the timing. How dare they start moving the wheel again right now? Don't they know they ruined a perfectly good romantic moment up here. Well, it would have been perfect if you didn't need my help. But I guess it's a good sign that we can compliment each other. What? Do you really have to ask if I'm okay with this? Just go ahead and start planning our next date. It's not like you asked me the first time. But I know how you are. You'll second guess everything. So I'll say it as clearly as I can. Yes, I'd love to go out with you. But first we have to finish this cliche. When they open the doors, let's walk out holding hands. And then the scene will be complete.